Argentina united, facing its problems together. That was the message to the nation given by President Alberto Fernandez, speaking in the northern province of Tucumán, where the Declaration of Independence was made 206 years ago.
There is no political future if we don't build on and strengthen every day the things that unite us.
But that is not the message being heard elsewhere in Argentina. Both left and right, rich and poor, marched here in Buenos Aires and across the country, separately, demanding different things, but both unhappy with the government.
What should have been a day of celebration in Argentina has only served to show the deep divisions in society here. Here to my right in front of the government house is a protest calling for members of the current government to be prosecuted for corruption. And on my left, on the other side of the police cordon, are those of left-wing groups and social organisations saying that Argentina should not pay its debt to the International Monetary Fund and instead alleviate poverty.
These marchers are from the shanty towns and other marginalised communities, low-paid workers calling for the government to invest in jobs, schools and housing, not to pay its crippling debt to the International Monetary Fund.
They should pay our pensioners for our youngsters' education, healthcare for our families. Instead, we're paying the external debt, a fraudulent debt.
Argentina is this year due to pay $19 billion of its debt to the IMF. These protesters from more affluent neighbourhoods accuse the government of mismanagement, corruption, reserving special anger for the former president and current vice president, Cristina Fernández de Kirchner.
We are marching to get rid of this government. You can see how divided Argentinians are. Cristina must go. The president must go. They should all go.
Analysts predict that inflation this year will be more than 70%. Poverty and unemployment are rising, the economy minister resigned last week, and confidence in a divided government is waning. All this makes Argentina vulnerable to the rising fuel and food prices hitting much of the rest of the world. As those prices continue to rise, the divisions are only likely to deepen. Daniel Schweimer, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.